On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Hold on. We've gone an hour. You got tickets to something and you're not bringing your boy?
Oh, no. What? Nahegan.
No, me.
He offered me. I didn't go. I couldn't go. He just said, hey, you want to...
You could have given them to me.
They weren't for me to give.
Yeah, but you could take them and then just get the old... The old shuffle pack.
I guess I could have.
Stockton and Malone, baby.
I know.
Come on.
It was lower level, too.
Yeah, I probably couldn't go. But.
I know. My
you could have hit me up.
Dude.
Wait, he offered you lower level?
Yeah.
Dude, he's never put me down there. Oh, my God. Boss, if you're listening, throw the lob. Please.
Yeah, I think. But it was late. It was like, you know, it was a couple hours till tip.
Good Lord.
I don't have OnlyFans.
You're not going to live that one down.
Jeez, Pasta. You know that's not me.
Pasta's one of the guys that...
We lost Zachary Green.
What do you mean we lost him? He's not dead.
No, but Zach is no longer part of the Morning Zoo.
The Morning Zoo? Is that what we're calling this?
No.
The Morning Zoo?
Isn't that trademarked?
I think so. Somebody else is the Morning Zoo.
Is it?
That was, I don't know if we're allowed to... KML? That was the Morning Zoo. They had the show called the Morning Zoo.
What about the Whack Pack?
A bunch of animals.
Rennell Brooks Moon used to be on it.
Yeah. Oh, that, was she? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the great Rennell Brooks Moon. No
doubt. Got a World Series ring as a PA announcer.
Well, everybody gets a ring. Sorry, that came off wrong, but they give everybody a ring.
No, they did.
Like in the minor leagues or in the minor league organizations, you know, if it's an organization that does, like Chase Center, like for the 2022 season, you'd be like an account executive and they gave you a ring because that's just what they do. They take care of their people.
If I put that thing on eBay, am I making some money if I'm...
You would be hunted down and shot.
How would they trace it back to me? You would never know. I'm
well,
not
because you're posting it at Dan Devone 6969 is posting on eBay, Warriors Championship ring, $50
well,
in
no,
need.
I would have an anonymous account, obviously.
They'll track your DNA.
Hey, speaking of Zachary Green, our resident golfer, did you guys talk about this week?
We can't talk about him anymore. He's gone.
But did you guys... Talk about Bryce DeChambeau and Steph Curry and that scratch 50 golf.
I haven't watched it yet, but everyone has been telling
Holy
me that that's
crap.
Incredible.
Holy crap.
It was out here, right?
Yeah, it's right at Lake Merced. Steph Curry goes stroke for stroke with this guy. Like he's getting on par fives, he's getting on in two, and he's outdistancing DeChambeau, one of the long drivers on the PGA Tour, does this for a living. He's outdistancing him on drives.
Oh, DeChambeau ain't used to the fog. I mean, Curry, that I think that might have been his home course. Like he's a member. Yeah, he's a member over
yeah,
there, right?
He knew it. He knew it intimately. I mean, it's just like, what can this dude not do?
play against the Denver Nuggets. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Hey, listen, first of all, Giddy Gids, I needed you to be at work yesterday to keep Steiny in check.
yeah, I heard he was being a little bit of a D yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little out of control. We know he's not listening, so I guess I can say that. But look, for the Warriors, look, they're 5-5. It's been a quote-unquote brutal schedule, 3 back-to-backs, and I get it, right? Amazon, Peacock, new partners, they need marquee names. So the Warriors, not really the Warriors, but Steph going to be on national TV early, right? And, of course, a win is a win. But if you really look at these 5 wins, right, our wins are against good teams, right? Denver, the Clipper, the Lakers, right? So I get it. You know, a win is a win, but I'd rather beat the good teams and then lose to the Pacers and Sac than the other way around. That's just my opinion. And then, look, if you're a Warriors fan, you always got to look at the long game. In my mind, we got 82 games, and the NBA is a joke because they let like 75% of the teams get into the play-in and the playoffs. So to me, the NBA regular season never really meant that much. And there's no need for these old men to burn out early. So I think the Warriors are just playing the long game, and I'm actually fine with the way they are. And if they rest, they rest. I don't care. What I need to know is when they get into a playoff series, do they have the ability to beat these other teams? And right now, at least the 10 games that I've seen, I think the answer is yes. So I'm fine with whatever happens. You know, as it relates to JK, I really feel like last night game, I feel like Jimmy actually didn't let JK get involved in the first half. Mm. He was really ball dominant, in my opinion. He was not a distributor. So I put it more on Jimmy than JK, at least for last night's game. And then I know, man, I can't believe how much hatred or vitriol Horford's getting. That dude's a play. We got that dude for the playoffs. So he could be a stretch shooter, and he could be a decent defender when it's playoff time and the other stars are on the floor. I mean, I don't understand why we're going after him so hard. Yes, he was trash against Sacramento, but still, I don't quite get that. Let's just wait till the playoffs to eviscerate that old man. And then, you know, if Draymond Green is a high scorer, you already know we're going to lose the game, right? I mean, yeah. Wasn't he the high scorer last night?
He was, and it was bad news Bears.
Yeah, and then finally, look, Pods, man, I needed 3.5 assists from you last night for my parlay, and you only got 3? So I need an investigation on this, because that brother must be on the take. If he can't get 3.5 assists when Steph's not even playing – something's fishy. That's all I'm saying.
What's a half assist?
Is Bobby, you just made me spill my coffee.
What's a half assist? Is that like a hockey pass?
No, it's like it's an over-under. So Bobby had 3.5 assists. I'm assuming you had the over, Bobby.
He had the brother had 3. I needed 4. Devone, how can you not understand this? I mean, you must be too clean. You must be pure living if you don't know what 3.5 assists mean. but yes, he needed 1 more assist, and he cost your boy money.
Appreciate it, Bobby. Devone, you had a stake in a sports gambling company.
Yeah, and we made money, but I never.
How did you not know what 3.5 was?
Well, that's the hook, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that you had one on assist. It didn't.
Well, there's like player props.
Yeah.
So last night, if you had everyone's under outside of Draymond Green, you made money.
I just, when I heard 3.5 assists, I'm like, is there a new stat for like, you know, they have the hockey pass. Maybe you're getting a half assist these days.
It's like a screen assist.
Hey, really quick, Tito. So getting back to Horford before we take some of these calls, in all seriousness, that's exactly what it is that I was referring to earlier. If you got him for the playoffs, and I agree with the caller that you got him for the postseason, but you're going to throw him into that situation where he hasn't played with any of these guys the entire year? Like, don't you want to develop that chemistry with the starting unit sooner rather than later? If you're going to rely on him in the playoffs and you're going to say, all right, Horford, here we go. Horford's going to be like, well, I haven't played with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond with any regularity the entire season. I don't even start.
Yeah, my bigger concern with, not necessarily Horford, but it's with the construction of the team, is we're beginning to see that the Warriors have a regular season roster and a postseason roster. And I think everyone has reason to believe that the postseason roster can be pretty good, right? In a two-week seven-game series. This team can string together some things with Curry, Draymond, Jimmy, Horford. They have a formidable team. But you got to get there first. And by the way, when you get there, you will have accumulated 6 months of baggage. Like, you have to play 6 months just to get to the playoffs. And so when I see the Warriors last night they rolled out their regular season roster. And that regular season roster could get beat on any night. And so I just find it hard to believe that the Warriors are going to, it's like they're trying to thread this needle, and it's really hard to do of get to the postseason healthy as possible, but also be in a position to threaten as a top six seed. I think we believe that that's probably what they need to get that week or two off in between the end of the regular season and postseason. And it's like, how are they not going to be a play-in team at this point? You know, I thought that this team might be good enough to be in the top six. I had them around 48, 49 wins, which is what they were last year. But it's becoming increasingly clear to me that they're going to have to chase those wins just like they did last year. And it might involve making a move at the deadline. You know, there's certainly some flaws with this team and this roster, which we can talk about and callers want to get into. But their playoff team might be good, but their regular season team, I don't know about it, Dan.
Yeah, and they go hand in hand. What good is it getting to the playoffs if you're going to be like that of last year, where you're completely spent because you had to play the last month of the season for your NBA basketball postseason life, and you got nothing left in the tank? Like, you need to be well rested, and you need those 2 weeks off in order to have any sort of a puncher's chance of doing damage in the postseason.
It's kind of what happened last year. Let's go to Coach, who's in Vallejo. Coach, what's happening, man? Good morning. How we doing?
Good morning, Evan and Dan. And Evan, before I start, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
Oh, appreciate it, Coach.
First of all, hey, Dan, you know, and I like your honesty. That's why I like talking to you. But same with JK, I kind of look at him as like an animal, you know, that's been in captivity, and all of a sudden you open the cage and say, go, run free. And they kind of hang around the cage because they really don't believe it. I think JK is like that. So you don't just stop looking over your shoulder automatically, okay? It's going to take him a while to get used to, yeah, I am a starter. Yeah, I am getting 30 minutes. So kind of keep that in mind. I think that's a pretty good analogy. Also, with Spencer, I think Spencer does a wonderful job when he gets in the game. He speeds up the game. He is so much faster than Potts. He dribbles down. He drives into the lane. He gets there sometime. He can't finish, but neither can Potts. But that's another story. But Spencer has a place on this team, okay? He's gritty. He's tough. And the last thing I want to say, and I don't want to get in here and just knock Potts, but I thought it was funny when he dribbled into the lane and Watson kind of looked at him like, and he's batted his shot, and he looked at him like, you're actually going to try to shoot this shot over me in the lane? And Watson slapped the ball back to half court, and it was so funny to me because he had this funny look on his face like, you're really trying to finish it over me, Brandon Podziemski. And but I think Spencer, his speed and his toughness and his grit, there's a place for him right there, and I agree with you both. The rookie needs to play more, okay? Kerr has to get off of that. He's one of the better players on the team. And just because he's a rookie – doesn't mean he should be out of the rotation. Scores 30 points, and the next night, he doesn't play. That doesn't make any sense at all. So I think Kerr should have some of the blame. But guys, thanks for taking my call, and I'll be watching and listening. Appreciate it.
I got you, Coach.
Makes sense to have, apparently.
What?
Will Richard going off and then sitting? Come on.
He went off against the Kings. Jimmy, Draymond weren't there. My thing with Will Richard is they just have a lot of those guys. Now, he might be the best one of them, but...
Okay, full stop. Don't say anything else.
On a given night, he might be the best one. By the way, when have you seen Will Richard go by a guy? Will Richard's efficiency is completely dependent on other players. That's the problem with the team. And I think that's why he plays sporadically or sometimes a lot, sometimes. It's because his performance is predicated on others. They have too many of those guys. Buddy Hield. His performance is predicated on someone who can get him a shot or open up an opportunity for him. Moses Moody, same thing. He ain't going by anybody. To coach's point, the guy who feels like some nights has the best chance to do that outside of Steph Curry is Pat Spencer. And that means we're in trouble because God love Pat Spencer. But if you're calling for more Pat Spencer, your team ain't going anywhere.
Who would you say is the best, to this point, who has been the best two-way player?
On the team?
Yes.
Kuminga?
No.
I'd like to see some more Pat Spencer in my life.
Thanks, Jim. The best two-way player? Yeah, probably, I would say Kuminga.
Oh, all right. Maybe.
Well, were you going to go? You were going to go with Will Richard.
He's in that conversation.
He had one good game.
No, he's been good.
No, he's played well. But
every opportunity. I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm not saying you're not right that he's relying on other players.
The most he'd scored before Sacramento was 4 points. But how can you call him a two-way player?
Well, because he's doing it on both ends as far as his rebounding and defense and the energy that he. So there's so much more to it than just simply him scoring the 30 points. He'll do whatever it is that you need him to do. But the fact that he stands out and plays well in every opportunity he gets, Steve Kerr's not in a position where he cannot play somebody like that.
No, but he's also made rookie mistakes. I think it was against
Portland. Portland,
he had a couple travels.
He was bad against Portland.
Yeah, but it's like, and I get it, but again, we're talking about the 56th overall pick. He's a good player. And in fact, so I looked this up the other night. Because I was doing Sacramento pre and post. Did you know that Will Richard is, out of all the rookies the last 10 years, he's started the earliest out of anybody in a season other than James Wiseman.
You mean for the Warriors?
For the Warriors. Like, of all the rookies, like, Pod started in December. Kuminga, I think his first start was in December. Moody was in November. TJD was in December, too. Pods was in December. You got to go back to Harrison Barnes, as far as, you know, rookies that started immediately for the Warriors. So and to be fair, it also means they haven't drafted particularly well. But like, Will Richard is ahead of schedule. I know that people want more of him, but he's playing pretty well with what he's been given, and I don't think he needs to play 25 or 30 minutes.
But I would put him in the rotation at this point.
He is.
Not really. Last night he was, because Steph wasn't there, and he got the start against Sacramento because nobody was available. We'll see going forward whether Steve Kerr puts him in the rotation, giving him regular minutes as the 7, 8, 9 guy, whatever it is. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is just don't mess with this dude's head and do sort of the Steve Kerr, now you see him, now you don't.
So we're going to prioritize Will Richard.
Yes.
you love the young guys, man.
Well, I'm just saying, he's a 4-year starter.
I feel like people are taking this as I don't like the kid. I think Will Richard's really good, but if we're talking about Will Richard needing to play a bunch, I don't know how good that team's going to be.
Like, how good is San Antonio? Pretty good.
San Antonio's stock full of lottery picks. Stephon Castle, Devin Vassell, it was my guy, the guy from Rutgers got hurt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Harper's kid, Dylan Harper.
Dylan, well, that's what I mean. He's a rookie.
So yeah, but he's not, but Will Richard's not as good as those guys.
You're predicating that because you're looking at his draft status. Like, he got drafted at 56.
I'm looking at it because Will Richard has never averaged more than two assists in a single season. Like, he doesn't make plays for others.
But a single season in the NBA?
No, in college.
Well, that's what I mean. The body of work is right now is what it... This isn't the University of Florida. This isn't the SEC.
No, but he was a role player on Florida.
I know. To me,
he was a good role player.
That he was a good player, and now that he's getting an opportunity, all I care about is I have horse blinders on. I don't care about Florida. I don't care where the hell you came from. What it is that I see is a bouncy, energetic guy who's making an impact, and I don't have a lot of those dudes on my team. And so you're going to get run until the rookie mistakes or until we get to a point where, you know, you're hurting me more than helping me. But at this point, there's no reason not to lean on him. Again, limited minutes. I'm not saying he's going to be the difference maker between, you know, winning and losing games and somebody that you're going to count upon as far as one of your key players. But as far as getting in the rotation of this particular basketball team, he could be on the back end of a 8-9 on a particular night. Sure, why not?
Well, I think he is. Like, my point is, I'm not saying bench him. I'm saying he's playing as much as he should. Like, he's playing about 20 minutes a night. That's a solid chunk of minutes. There are guys that can't get on the floor in this team
But he's not in the rotation now. Like, he'll disappear. He'll get DMP'd. And guys who are in the rotation play every single night. And he's again, this has been out of necessity that we've seen him play over the last couple of games. But let's see going forward whether Steve Kerr makes the commitment to the kid that I'm going to give you minutes every single game.
I think he will.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I would like to see him more than Buddy Hield at this point, because Buddy's not even shooting the ball. You know, I think that some of these veterans, like, you know who you haven't seen the last couple games?
Payton.
Gary Payton II. He ain't playing. Will Richard has taken his minutes. They do the exact same things, only Will Richard does it a lot better. So, I think that We're a little impatient. Like, do you want him to play 25 or 30 minutes?
I think he's no.
No, I know.
I just want to see him in the rotation. That's
I'm just saying, I think he's playing a decent amount, and he's making the most of it.
All right.
I got you. We lost our last call. 888-957-9570 is the number.
There's somebody on line four. I'm on my phone. No.
You want to go to him?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Just because Dan was asking for you, Mitch. Mitch, good morning. How are we doing?
How you doing, Dan? Evan? Thanks for taking my call. This team's getting a little long in the tooth, so I want to see get all the guys here. They're on the team. Let them contribute. The season's young. One was team one. And Wiseman, he was one and undone. You know, he should go back to college. That's fast. But I also had call. You know, he's still out there available. We both think he's more high, and so is Shemiz Mathieu. And I think Mathieu might be a better player than Wiseman. He wasn't in our top three. He wasn't a lottery pick. He was picked in the second round. I think it's by Kings or Clippers. We just have to get another big guy. And I also want to see more of Brendan. I like his attitude. Why not give baseball a try, too? It's possible. It's got free time. Come on, give it a shot. I would love to see somebody do that.
Who's that?
Like a
Mitch?
Dave Bushin.
Who, Mitch?
Brendan. Brendan.
Pajemski?
Yeah, I forgot his last name. But yeah, he was talking about being a two-way. He was a pretty good baseball player back in his day.
Oh.
He's pretty young.
You want to see him play baseball?
Sure.
I think a lot of Warriors fans are with you.
All right, have a good weekend. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate the call. Yeah, there's a lot of Warriors fans out on pods. Oh, my gosh.
I'm beginning to think maybe he is getting... like
who?
The commitment to pods. He's one of those guys that... I'm just holding out hope because he's still early in his career that he's going to get to the other side or that there's more coming or that he's just, you know, pods is going to be the special player. He just needs his reps. And then with every game, I'm beginning to think, well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is, it doesn't get any better than this. Like there's so many guys on this team where again, I started the show with this, that there's so many guys on this team where we're just saying, you know, the rookies are catching up. The young players are catching up. Like they're maturing. At what point do we just say, okay, you're no longer a young player anymore. You're sort of a veteran and maybe this is who you are. I mean, Moody and Kuminga are in year five. I get it. Kuminga's only 22, 23 years of age, but you know, Chet Holmgren, as I mentioned, all those Cade Cunningham and Josh Giddey, these guys are leading their teams.
Well, but they've also been given opportunities and minutes to do that. But I'm with you. Like, I just think that those players are – Moody and Kuminga have been developed slower than guys in their draft class, and so I do think that there's still room for them to get better. But this year we're starting to see that it's like last night, like, I thought both – Moody was sensational against Sacramento.
He's been good all year.
Well, not last night.
No.
But that's my point is, like, those guys are still erratic because they're young. I think it's fair to still label them young. Like, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, and you can throw Brandon Pajemski in there. Like, last night, those three players were no-shows, large in part. You know, and Jimmy Butler is not good enough at this stage in his career to carry a team anymore. You know, Moody had a couple misses that it's just like out of his hand. The ball is nowhere near the rim. It's not going in. And that was tough to watch because he just was waxing everything against Sacramento. Like, Moses Moody is a streaky player. He's a streaky shooter. I don't know why that's just all of a sudden going to change overnight. He might get better at it throughout the year, but like he's not. The Warriors don't have, outside of Steph Curry, if you're looking around, who's a knockdown three-point shooter on this team besides Steph?
It's supposed to be Hield.
But he's also streaky. Now, like, the averages at the end of the year might make him and Moses look a little bit better, but they have a lot of streaky players. And that's where last night you ran into a cold streak. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, I see you, 408-510. Will needs more minutes. Stop being a hater, Evan. I got you. I'm just telling you, he's playing 20 minutes a night. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, bring it on, man.
Dan always picks the...
And why?
You pick a young guy every single year to just sidle up to, just to coddle. And I'm here to tell you, he's good. He's not great. That's all I'm saying. Oh, God. All right, we'll be back after this and Warriors this week.
Evan, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
Now back to Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
Now, this is one of the all-time theme songs. God, I love Ghostbusters. Well, pre-2000. Not going to lie, the last one. Like, I was at... It's funny you came back with that cut pasta because I was at the gym the other day. And on the treadmills, they have all these, you know, different shows going on, whatever. And one of them was the new Ghostbusters, like the female Ghostbusters.
Yeah. How
Kristen
was that?
Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and someone else whose name escapes me. Kate McKinnon. And I really wanted to be into it. But I just couldn't.
I'm out.
I just couldn't do it. You know, it was like, and it wasn't the female aspect of, but I think it's just when you do a remake so many times. Like the latest Ocean's movie, Ocean's 8 with Sandra Bullock and stuff. Like, that's just, there has to be the original. If it's good enough for a sequel, we'll fit it in. But you can't wait like 20 years or even 10, 15 years and expect me to just buy full into a remake, like a reboot. There's been very few series or movies, Dan, that I think can take a long period of time off and then come back and be as good or close to as good as the original.
I think Curb Your Enthusiasm for me is the only one. He went on like an 8-year hiatus.
Well, it's a TV show, though.
I know.
But like the Indiana Jones movies, after, what was it, The Last Crusade? What, they had Dial of Destiny and something about the Sands of Time. Like, they were all horrible.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, pasta.
Larry David.
At some point, you just got to hang him up. Like, Harrison Ford, I cannot watch you run through...
Oh, God, he's so old.
...a pyramid at age 80.
Yeah.
You know, you just look like your left meniscus is going to shatter at any moment. Thank you.
He's in his 80s, right?
Wow.
Probably.
A friend of mine saw him in New York.
Looks like
it. Wow. Speaking of New York, can I give you a New York moment? Can I go Knicks for you?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Roads lead back to New York.
Can I just go Knicks for you?
East Coast to Vaughn.
So, this is kind of funny. I was half awake watching the Knicks game the other night. And I'm sort of like falling asleep, and I'm looking out of one eye. I'm kind of blurry-eyed, and I see someone at the free throw line, and it's Mitchell Robinson. But I know it's Mitchell Robinson, but it's not really computing because I'm half alive. And I'm watching him, you know, at the free throw line, go through his, you know, his ritual, and he looks like he knows what he's doing. He's genuflecting. He's putting his wrist up and going through the motion while holding the basketball cradle to his hip. And then I see the free throw. What was that? He shoots a line drive that goes right to the net. Like, he didn't even touch the rim. Like, oh, Mitchell Robinson. I was like, oh, my God, you are so bad. And so it leads me to this story. So I listen to Sports Talk Radio occasionally. I think it's WFAN with Boomer and Geo.
Mm-hmm.
And Boomer Esiason has a show out there. And they get the producers involved like we do with Pasta. And it's just a bunch of guys in the morning just laughing. And they had Rick Pitino on one day. And Rick Pitino last year called Tibbs in all seriousness and said, send Mitchell Robinson to me. I'll fix his free throws. I will fix it, because Pitino is now at St. John's, right? He's in New York as well.
Oh, yeah.
Tibbs, send him to me. I'll fix his free throws. And then Rick Pitino goes, and then I saw him shoot free throws the next night, and I said, I can't fix that. Sorry. I thought it was so, because everybody was just laughing so hard. It's just like, Rick Pitino, one of the greatest of all times, like, yeah, just keep Maria's. I cannot fix that, man. I don't know if you see Mitchell Robinson shoot free throws, but it is. The Hack-a-Shack is back with Mitchell Robinson, because if I'm playing the Knicks as they did in the playoffs last year, you may as well hack the hell out of that guy, because you're going to get the ball right back. He has no chance. I think he's like, actually, he's improved. He might be about like 52, 54% this year.
I'll clean up on ILE from the 510 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Ocean's 11 was a remake. That's true. Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. However, with the free throws, Dan, how many, like, if someone out there could help us, because I don't know this, what is the largest leap as far as free throw percentage is concerned? Like a player who, you know, was a 60% shooter at the beginning of the career, has anyone ever taken a leap, like, to become an 80% free throw shooter?
Yeah, somebody did this recently.
Kuminga?
No.
Yeah, he's actually been pretty good for the line this year. But
I knew this.
But I just generally believe.
It happens. It happens.
But like, players generally don't get significantly better at free throw shooting, though.
Giannis has got a lot better.
I mean, yeah, but he can make them. You know, he's not Ben Wallace, but is he shooting 75% this season? He's had a couple good games. Like, I remember game 7 of the finals in 2021. He made, like, damn near all of his free throws. This year he's shooting
63%?
Yeah, that's not very good.
He's 69.3% for his career. Yeah, I don't know. It feels like if you're a good free throw shooter, also another point, if you're a good free throw shooter, I have to believe that at some point you have the ability to shoot the three well, because you're like, you have good form. For this happened to Jordan Poole, actually. Like, Jordan Poole's first and sophomore seasons in the NBA, he was not a good three-point shooter. He was awful. But he was like a 90% free throw shooter. So I always believed that Jordan Poole had the ability to shoot the ball well from three-point range, because...
Why do you mention his name on this show?
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's terrible.
He's the anti-Will Richard? Is that why you don't like Jordan
Andres
Poole?
Andres Biedrins, a former Golden State Warrior, went from 32% to 60% one year.
Really?
Karl Malone started at 48%.
And then Oh, my God.
Yeah, got as high as 80.
That's pretty good.
Jordan Poole is just... It is personal with me. I just think he's a bad person and a bad basketball... He's everything...
Bad person?
I think he's everything. Well,
we don't know him.
No, that's true. I shouldn't
go there. You
don't know
JP.
I just, like, when he was going after, you know, one of the coaches in the Warriors. You're right. I should never go there. I don't know any of these guys. This is all from afar.
Well, you do know some athletes more than most.
But he's everything that's wrong with the NBA. Like, if you get somebody like Jordan Poole, who can score numbers, put up numbers, get a big contract, but is never, you talk about connectors, he'll never be a connector. And that's why a team like New Orleans will never win with guys like that. That is such a mess out there. You do want to hear of a team that I think is going to bounce back, that I know everybody was piling on this past week.
Who?
Memphis.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's out on Ja, right? And everybody's like, Memphis is a mess. Go ahead.
What? No, that reminds me. So it,
I think they're going to be good.
Memphis?
Then they may not ascend to the 2 seed like they did a year ago, but they're going to be much better.
Okay, so we were talking about rookies earlier.
Yeah.
You can't have Memphis's. He's mine.
Cedric Cowart?
Yeah, he's mine. He went to Willamette.
Oh!
He's a D3 guy.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Just hold on. Just stop everything.
No, you can't have him. He's mine.
Are we not pronouncing the W? What the hell's wrong with it? It's Willamette.
Oh, my God. Dude, I went to school there.
Willamette.
Wow, dude.
It's pronounced Willamette.
Oh, it's the valley where they make the wine.
The Willamette River. The Willamette Vineyards.
The
Willamette.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Valley. Willamette. It's not Willamette. It's not Williamette. It's not, what did you call it?
I don't know.
It's Willamette.
I think I spoke like, I don't know.
Swahili?
Yeah.
Cedric Cowart went to Willamette his freshman season, was Northwest Conference Player of the Year, 19-12, and then he left.
He went to E-Dub. He didn't even go to...
Yeah, he went to Eastern Washington
first. He was at E-Dub. He was at Eastern Washington. That's a remarkable story.
The Fighting Cooper Cups.
And then I want to say he went to Washington State, right?
Yeah, he finished his last season at Washington
State.
But
didn't he even play? He was like James Wiseman. He played in like 2 games.
I think he might have been hurt, but yeah. He
trashed his shoulder.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot. But he's good. He's a good player.
Hell of a player.
He knows how to play.
Yeah.
Because he was a D3 guy.
Well.
Got it out the mud.
So just tell me this then, as all roads go back to Will Richard. Why is it that he can play? I get it. He was a high draft pick, but why? He clearly, when you see him and his body type, you're like, that's an NBA player.
Okay, Mr. I love Will Richard. Where did he start college? Since you know so much about
it. I'm just talking about.
Well, I thought if you love him so much, you would at least look into his past.
You don't know Jordan Poole.
Well, no, I think he does. Doesn't like. All right, I'll give you a hint.
Okay, but you're missing
Ohio Valley Conference.
Okay, so they're more similar than we thought.
Who? Cowart and Richard? No, he started at Belmont. It's just a random tidbit. But Will Richard played 4 years of college. That's why he knows how to play. Also, because Todd Golden got him to where he needs to be.
But regardless of how you got there, when you look at Cedric Cowart and what it is that he's been able to do in the NBA, you have the confidence of playing him because... You know, playing at this level is not too fast or big for him, and he can make the seamless transition, albeit a guy who hasn't played very much basketball, and it doesn't matter. And you compare that or contrast that to Will Richard, who played 4 years of basketball. It doesn't matter how you get how you found your way to the NBA. You know, some guys are wired differently. Either you're ready to play at this level or you're not.
Well, I think what they share in common and where I think you see a lot of college players succeed at the NBA level is Cedric Cowart. By the way, Cedric Cowart is better than Will Richard. But what they both do is they play well without the ball. They don't need the ball. Like if you, I don't know, a lot of Warriors fans have watched Memphis, and that's fine. That's out of the one game they played. But you can see already with Will Richard, he helps you, and he doesn't need to do anything with the ball. Like he's a spot-up shooter. He is he's a great cutter, has a great understanding of floor spacing already. He's a willing I think he's a better help defender than he is on-ball defender, but he just understands where to be at all times. And I think, to your point, that's a product of playing in a college system. And it was very clear to me day one why he was going to play for Kerr, because those are the things that Kerr values. Now, the one thing, to bring him back to Jordan Poole, because I know you love him so much, in a way, that skill set is kind of what they're missing. Not like Jordan Poole's an inefficient scorer, so throw that out. But my point is, Jordan Poole was a player that, during the year they started 18-2, a large part of that was Jordan Poole could break down a defense. He could score.
No, I'm not going to argue that.
But they don't have any of those guys. Steph Curry is really the only one. Like Jimmy Butler, I think he used to be that kind of player. He's too old. Kuminga is, some nights can do it, but some nights, like last night, he's too timid. Moody's too streaky. Pods, he ain't going to get there. They don't have a player who can create off the bounce. Like in a way, last night, and I realize that Kerr loves his system. In a way, last night, when they don't have Steph Curry, Dan, I feel like they would just be better running 50 pick and rolls. Like, just trying to play the way that everyone else plays, because that's what is going to help those players in the game. Like, Jimmy Butler is one of the better ISO scorers in the league. Give him the ball and let him go to work. You know, give Kuminga a pick and let him see if he can get downhill, because he's not beating anybody off the bounce. Like, I love JK, and he can play above the rim. He doesn't have the handle to blow by his man. And you saw last night, whether it's Aaron Gordon or Cam Johnson, like, he's not getting by those guys.
If he doesn't have the handle or the ability to get past his man, then what the hell is it we're doing?
Who?
Jonathan Kuminga. What is it that we're investing in? What is everything that we've talked about?
Well, he can't do it yet. I don't know if he will be able to, but...
I thought that was... isn't that what he and his agent have been selling us on? Let him play. He can be a number one on any other team. He can get his. He will. He's the one guy who can create. And Steve Kerr's like, okay, the keys are yours. Go ahead, do your thing. And if you're going to tell me now that's not what it is that he does, then what are we doing here?
Well, I think you saw against Sacramento that he can do that, but the price is going to be 5 or 6 turnovers. You know, he's not that careful with the ball at this stage in his career. He's just not.
Is he with this team next year?
Kuminga?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the only reason there's a good chance he will be is that there's nothing out there in terms of value or equal value. There's nobody out there that I think he can sweep through a trade.
Yeah, because, well, and we've seen already, like, the Warriors are not going to take a deal just to take a deal. They'll figure it out later. In fact, sometimes they'll put themselves in a position where they could get nothing for that guy. That's what happened with Chris Paul. Like, they didn't trade him. They kept him, and then they ended up using him to save money. The Warriors got their problems, but Kuminga hasn't been one of them. Well, on most nights, he hasn't been one of them. Like, weirdly, he's had a couple of tough games lately, but I think he's been really good this year. I actually feel like he's made a concentrated effort to not go into, like, gotta cook mode. Like, he's tried to be the...
I know, but...
he's tried to play like Richard,
but
honestly.
That's the problem, is how many years... and you know me, I'm a Jonathan Kuminga guy at the end of the day. But how many years are we going to continue to make these excuses that he's overthinking? At what point does he just play basketball and understand how to balance in between when I go and when I don't go? Like, I get it, you're young, but I'm getting a little tired of continually just throwing out the fact that you're still learning. At some point, you got to grasp this, young fella, or we got to move on, or you're never going to get it. I don't know. I mean, I like Jonathan Kuminga, but you're right. Sometimes when he just wants to go end line to end line, he's as athletic and as exciting, and I think he can get to the rim on anybody, but then there's other times where he's like, I need to get other people involved. You could see him thinking. You could see it. And good basketball players don't overthink this sport. It becomes, you know, it's intuitive. And he's still at a stage where he's processing. When the hell is it just going to let it go and be Jonathan Kuminga and be an impactful basketball player that is not going through these permutations of what it is that I do on every possession?
Well, what have I told you? It's when he's 26.
Well, then
that's 3 years from now.
I'd say it's got to be with another basketball team.
It might be. Yeah, I actually don't know. I mean, if you asked me that 3 months ago, I would have said he's gone at the end of the year, but I'm not sure. Actually, I think the more this season steers in the wrong direction, the more likely he is to remain here because they'll have their eyes set on the future. But if they begin to figure this thing out, well, I don't know, because I think he's got to be a part of it. It's going to be tough, but his stock has improved. I'll say that for sure. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 408. Call drop, but wanted to say JK seems to be playing more frantic and rushing. Pods also seems to be calling his number more lately. You could see Green asking for the ball to work it around to Curry, and Pods ignored him. I'm assuming this was another game. I think there's friction between the veterans versus the youth. I don't know if there's friction, but on a night like last night, I think both timelines, like both age groups, were looking at the other and saying, you got to help us. I think on a game like last night, the young guys clearly didn't have it, and we're looking to Jimmy Butler and maybe Draymond Green to some extent to say, lead us. You know, take the reins of this game because it's spinning out of control and we're not playing very well. And I think the older guys, especially on a night where Jimmy Butler and his back is barking, are looking at the young dudes and saying, all right, this is your time, guys. Like, we got no Curry. We need you to give us some scoring. They're going to be doubling me. Draymond's got his hands full with Jokic. You guys got to step up tonight. And I think both eras were looking at each other and waiting for the other to do something, and neither of them had it.
I think the Golden State Warriors, well, I don't want to make these sweeping generalizations, but they just seem stuck in the past. You know what's interesting about the NBA
right
now?
We're stuck in the future.
You know what's fascinating about the NBA right now? I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring up the NBA standings. Let's get to the NBA standings starting out of the Western Conference. Hi, good everybody. I'm Evan Giddings, and welcome to Moraga.
Warriors, hey, there was action last night in Moraga. There was only, by the way, Warriors are only a game out of sixth.
Oh, God, are we doing that already?
I'm just saying, if you want to look at the standings. St. Mary's is undefeated, by the way.
Playoffs?
Oh, speaking of calling games.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch the Amazon call last night?
Dude, so, well, I was doing a game at the same time the Warriors were playing, so I had to watch it when I got back. But because it was so closely removed to the end of the Warriors game, because St. Mary's got finished at like 9:30 or something, I was listening to Granny doing postgame on the way back. When I pulled it up, it was the Spanish broadcast. So I could only get the Spanish telecast. I don't know who did the game for Prime or, you know, they have the halftime show now with Udonis Haslam and Blake Griffin and Steve Nash and stuff.
It's not bad.
I was listening to the Telemundo call.
You know how
they're pretty good.
I'm over. Do you speak Spanish? Are you bilingual?
No, but just the excitement, the energy was. Jokic.
Good. The Amazon crew is much better than NBC.
You think?
There's no insights to excellence with a blurry-eyed greatest of all time and Michael Jordan. No, in all seriousness, well, you know me. I'm overly critical when it comes to these sort of things. First of all, have you heard, so you didn't listen to the call last night, but they have this guy, Michael Grady.
Oh, yeah, he's the voice of the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And he does ESPN stuff, too.
He's
solid.
Very solid. Just pleasant to listen to. And that's what some people miss, and I always tell you this, that play-by-play people get so self-important. Your guy, I know we go back and forth, and everybody loves Kevin Harlan. Oh, like he's an auctioneer. It's about me. Oh, it's about me and my tempo. And
I think he's better on radio.
It's not about you is what they always tell you. It's not about you. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. And Grady was just very easy to listen to. It was just and I like the crew. The only issue is, if you happen to watch the show, for those of you that are listening right now, if you saw Amazon that carried and they got basketball for the first time, they're doing NBA games for the first time this year, streaming NBA basketball games. If you happen to watch the game, so they get to the crew, it's Nowitzki, it's Nash, and Nash is really good. I don't know if you've seen Nash's podcast this past week. He had Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, I did watch that episode.
James,
that was great.
But really good. And then they got Haslam. And they, all of a sudden, what's up with Blake Griffin? Is he suddenly like...
I thought he was a comedian.
The Reclamation Project, he's now like the Mannings. He's pitching and pimping everything.
Well, quietly, Blake Griffin used to be a like borderline face of the league. Like when he was with the Clippers, that dude was
Lob
all
City.
Over everywhere, especially when he dunked over that Kia. Got a lot of money for that.
Yeah, and then
I'd love to see Blake back in the spotlight.
Oh, he's everywhere now. He's got a sense of humor. He's actually likable.
A lot of people
forget
this. By
the way, too much Mannings. Stop with the Mannings. I don't want to see either one of them. Can they just go away for 6 months to a year?
Well, you don't have to watch the Manning
cast. How can you not? No, not the Manning cast.
Because I can turn on Buck and Aikman.
No, but how can you turn on a TV these days or watch ESPN or watch any sports programming and not see them pitching something?
Oh, I feel like Jason Kelsey's more on ESPN than they
That's
are.
That's true.
Kelsey and McAfee. But
it's kind of like here, 95.7 The Game, when I'm in town, Dibs is pipping everything. How many things is that guy endorsing?
Hey, thanks. I'm not gonna get in people's pockets on this one. I don't want any problems with Dibley. By the way,
it's better with a Mazzetta. That's all I know.
Oh, well, that's mine. That's the one I'm worried. By the way, since I don't know who's listening, I guess we can talk about this.
What is Mazzetta, actually?
It's like
spread.
Yeah, it's
it sounds good.
Italian, you know, it's peppers, it's pepperoncinis, it's
seriously?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
No, it is good.
Pepperoncini.
Mazzetta, if you're listening out there, I love your products.
You know me, man. I'm not hawking anything here, so I would tell you if it's not good, but anything with pepperoncinis, I'm half Italian, you know. So I got the paisano me, pepperoncinis and those sort of
He's an Italian.
Dan is a Hawaiian pizza. Literally. He's got the pineapple. He's also got the savory as well. Okay. There's a couple things I was going to say. Oh. Love Mazzetta. Great stuff. Not just saying that because they're a partner of ours. Not really seeing a big check from that one.
Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, can I get a free bottle of pepperoncini?
Well, give me a free bottle of this vodka that I understand. So I accidentally...
Dude, why do you always got to take it there?
Why?
You know that gets me going. There's one right in front of you. Right behind that screen.
Lucas gave me the strict edict. Do not take the alcohol from the studio. And I did once.
Why not? They're not partners of
and
ours
I gave,
anymore.
Oh, they're not?
No. We could crack that bottle open right now.
Because I got a family member that loves it. I'm not a big gin person, but they are. And they're like, this is actually good gin.
I thought it was vodka.
Or vodka. Sorry, vodka.
Well, it's a cucumber flavored.
Yeah, well, I it's not for me.
Never too early.
I will pilfer this.
He's been eyeing it for months
now. For the last hour of the show, this thing is going to get unhinged.
If there's a tequila company out there.
Well, that's
Reposado that is actually wants to, you know, Dan Devone to get behind it. And I'll sell the hell out of that thing. We'll do 3 hours on it.
Dan could do a live read.
Yeah, he could. Actually, that'd be great. This is the issue, though, now that Caddy Zach has left us. I don't know if we can get him in on the tequila night.
Why not?
Does anybody have his number?
What do you think the guy lives in? A cave?
Well, you killed him.
You were the one have his number.
We're talking like he walked off a ledge the moment he went to New York. Brought back an Indiana win and a San Francisco 49ers win. Pre-game show tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Lock in at Laughing Monk Brewing, by the way.
Oh, are you doing a remote? Are you...
Every home game, man. Every home game.
How's my man Lowe?
Huge. In a great way. Someone called in and said, I look good in a t-shirt. That man is at 50-plus. That dude is in incredible shape. He's also still an amazing football mind. All right, we got to hit a break here. 1 hour left. Thank you, 510. You know what they say. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. My man, more Warriors this week coming your way after this. Giddings, Devone, Pasta.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.